Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. How the astrological position of Venus affects our relationships, part 1. The study of Venus's position in the horoscope gives us very important information about the way a human being manifests his feelings and preferences. What he likes most, what he is attracted to, the type of eroticism he presents or prefers, how he expresses himself in a relationship, and what he expects from it. When speaking about a man's natal chart, Venus's position gives us important information about the woman he prefers as a lover. So let's take a look at some examples. How the astrological position of Venus affects our relationship. Part 2. Venus in Gemini. These people are characterized by a great amount of curiosity, which is the main reason why they begin a relationship. Their feelings can be compared with the images from a kaleidoscope. They have an inborn taste for playing around in love, for flirtation, for short-term relationships, sometimes even with totally unknown people. They manifest a tendency to have very many relationships at the same time, and to which they don't pay very much attention, but which can make them feel good because they don't have the time to get annoyed. They are not especially preoccupied by the physical interaction itself, but by the novelty of it. Polarity is the key in transforming sexual energy, part 1. The polarity of the two types of energy, yin and yang, is the key to harmonizing the flow of energies in the human being. This is the most simple and also most fundamental secret of all authentic spiritual traditions. It is simple because it is based on the universal law of attraction of opposites. Positive and negative forces attract each other and are in permanent interaction. For example, two opposing poles of two simple magnets are attracted to one another, or the protons and electrons dance and compose an atom. They all use this force. Polarity is the key in transforming the sexual energy, part 2. The Oriental tradition states that this high level of harmony is a tangible experience, which may be lived permanently by both man and woman. Thus, the erotic act becomes a path of adoring God in the temple of love, body and soul. Stay tuned for a foolproof method used to experience profound orgasms. Dance music and astrology in Tantra. Dance represents the expression of inner creative power, also known in the tantric tradition as kundalini. It is said here that the energetic activity in the universe is in fact the cosmic dance of the creator himself. Like dance, music represents a divine manifestation of the divine energy. Refined music is famous for calming down the mind of the listener, as well as the mind of the player. Its therapeutic effects are obvious. In the case of astrology, things are a little different, because the starting point in astrology is that every being and object is submitted to the subtle influence which comes from the planets and stars in the universe. The Great Cosmic Power, Tripura Bhairavi, Part 1. Tripura Bhairavi, the transforming power of the subtle fire. Unlike the governing gods of the Hindu pantheon, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who rule only one of these functions, Tripura Bhairavi harmoniously represents two fundamental and apparently contradicting aspects of manifestation. These aspects refer to bright beauty and terrible action found in creation. This perfect correlation of the divine attributes was also stated in the description of the great cosmic power Kali. However, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi specifically represents the terrible aspect of the divinity. In other words, she signifies God's amazing, colossal, unmatched, and terrible force of action, which destroys all that is bad and impure, and at the same time transforms and evolves the various types of manifestation. Consequently, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi represents the transformational power of the subtle fire, known as Tejas Tattva. Tripura Bhairavi, Part 2. She is the flame of the divine consciousness. In certain tantric texts, this fundamental divine energy is associated with a sword that can cut through any opposition or negative manifestation. She is both the supreme divine light and the extraordinary power of fire. Tripura Bhairavi represents the very flame of the divine consciousness, the Chid Agni, which is the supreme truth. Another important element, known only by the initiates, is that the great goddess, in her radiant aspect, as Tejas, or the divine fire, is the governess of the subtle and essential realities that define the five elements. Mahabhuta, from the creation and the sensorial perception through the five sense organs. These subtle realities are known as Tan Mantra, and through them, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi grants power and energy for the action and manifestation of the elements and the senses. Please remain with us towards the end of our broadcast, because we shall perform a meditation of communion with this great cosmic power.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. A relational perspective upon Venus's position in the zodiac. Part 1. The study of Venus's position in the zodiac gives us very important information about the way a human being manifests his feelings and preferences, what he likes most, what he's attracted to, the type of eroticism he presents, how he expresses himself in a relationship, and what he expects from it. When speaking about a man's natal chart, Venus's position gives us also important information about the woman he prefers as a lover. Let's now proceed to studying the 12 positions of Venus in the zodiac. Venus in Aries. Natives who have this astrological position tend to have many experiences in the sentimental and erotic field, falling in love unexpectedly, and sometimes even at first sight. The person can seem very unstable and unfaithful, but in fact, she or he only wants to live the relationship at a high level of intensity. And, as with time passing, the intensity usually diminishes, they prefer to fall in love again rather than to fight for an old relationship. People who don't have the courage to throw themselves into an adventure annoy them, and they don't like to elaborate plans. They have a fiery disposition, which is passionate and a very direct way of expressing their feelings. This position predisposes them to be heartbreakers and also to enjoy love fights. They also have the tendency to resume old love affairs. Their lives are very adventurous, and they don't like the idea of marriage, or if they do get married, they do it unexpectedly. They can be impressed if they meet a person more passionate than they are, and in this case, they can surprise us by their unexpected faithfulness. Venus in Taurus. This position gives a very strong predisposition to enjoy life, to taste carnal pleasures, and makes them very sensitive to physical attraction and physical contact, to the smell, to the tone of the voice, and generally to whatever detail might raise their hyper-sensuous senses. Their feelings take time to grow, and each time a person attracts them, their desire increases, up to one point when it turns into a passion. When their hearts are trapped in this net of attraction, they generally go on until they fulfill their desires. And if the physical relationship is not possible, they can become very frustrated. If they are satisfied, they prove to be very good lovers, offering much pleasure and attention to the persons they're with, taking care of their lovers' needs and fulfilling their desires. When they're in a relationship, they tend to attach themselves. They often become possessive and tend to ask for exclusivity, and in turn, they tend to be faithful to their relationships. A Relational Perspective Upon Venus's Position in the Zodiac. Part 2. Venus in Gemini. They are characterized by a great amount of curiosity, which is the main reason why they begin a relationship. Their feelings can be compared with the images from a kaleidoscope. They can captivate us by their beauty, but are not even twice the same. They have an inborn taste for love plays, for flirtation, for short relationships, sometimes even with totally unknown people. They manifest the tendency to have very many relationships at the same time, and to which they don't pay much attention, but which can make them feel good because they don't have the time to get annoyed. They're not especially preoccupied by the physical interaction in itself, as much as they are by the novelty. Their sentimental life may be compared with the image of a butterfly, fluttering from flower to flower, never really stopping in one place. Faithfulness is not their forte, and they don't like possessive lovers. They generally don't bother to fight for a relationship if they're confronted with problems, and they tend to avoid or run away from serious relationships. They generally possess a very good sense of dissimulation, which helps them solve their conflicts in a friendly way. They're also endowed with a lot of spontaneity. They like surprises, and they're very communicative, and you don't risk getting bored as long as you're in their company. Venus in Cancer. This position endows the natives with a romantic disposition, which makes them look for their perfect pair and dream of the day when they will meet each other. They're very sensitive, very tender, sweet, well-disposed, and they have a very intimate charm and grace. They can be very shy at the beginning of a relationship, but if you approach them in a very delicate way, they will begin to trust you and show you their feelings. This position gives the natives a very deep tenderness, the power to sacrifice their own desires for the well-being of the persons they love, and the ability to create a warm and intimate atmosphere around them. They love their family and their home very much, and they do anything to better protect them. They also love children, and it's very easy for them to take care of their children. Sometimes this position can give the natives a certain emotional instability, a very strong need for protection, and a deep attachment to the image of their mothers. When they love someone, they do almost everything in order to be with their beloved, and are able to completely ignore their needs in order to make the others happy. They're extremely devoted to their families and are faithful to their lovers. They're very affected by the idea of separation, and they will not leave a relationship if there is even the slightest chance to save it, unless you hurt them very badly.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Polarity is the key in transforming the sexual energy. Part 1. The polarity of the two types of energy, yin and yang, is the key to harmonizing the flow of energies in the human being. This is the most simple and also most fundamental secret of all authentic traditions. It is simple because it is based on the universal law of the attraction of opposites, positive and negative. They attract each other and are in permanent interaction. For example, two opposing poles of two simple magnets are attracted to one another, or the protons and electrons dance and compose an atom. Yang is the fire and yin is the water. Man is the fire and woman is the water. When a man makes love to a woman, he prepares the woman's water with his fire. A profound orgasm constitutes a delicate balance between the sexual energies. Sexual life is dominated by the aforementioned principles of polarities. However, it is important to understand that the two types of energy are inseparable. It is in fact one energy, manifested under complementary forms. One cannot exist without the other. Their interaction is fluid, and they issue from one another. Therefore, if during the erotic act performed with continence, the man and woman become aware of the play of the two polarities, they have the possibility to become one being. Each lover is situated on one side. When the exchange of energy reaches a sphere of harmony, the two lovers vibrate in the rhythm of one heart. The feeling of having a physical body disappears. All one feels now is a huge energy, vibrating as one with his or her lover. This is the profound, total orgasm of both body and soul. Many men have had intuitions about these things, but those who are actually capable to expand and to go deeply into these special states of mind are but a few, because they usually lose their sexual energy through ejaculation. The true, profound orgasm appears when both man and woman vibrate at the same rhythm. When their sexual energy forms a complete circuit, the two opposing poles being reunited. This circuit is represented by the yin-yang symbol, emerging from one another in a perfect and eternal harmony. However, the flow of sexual energy alone cannot lead anyone to spiritual achievements. Love, as well as appropriate mental focus, must exist. Physical union alone is insufficient, and therefore the sexual act itself cannot bring anybody lasting happiness. Another important aspect is that the ordinary orgasm, implying ejaculation, on which many men depend, restrains the sphere of experience and knowledge. Profound, transfiguring erotic experiences performed with sexual continence transcend the borders of ordinary individual pleasure and perception, reaching a complex level of experience. There are couples that radiate all around them profound happiness and love without practicing any esoteric methods for lovemaking. Also, there are couples that radiate even more love and happiness, live for a longer time, in health and harmony, because they have learned how to sublimate their sexual energy. Will they be just as radiant, enthusiastic, and blissful when they reach old age? The secret techniques of the Oriental tradition will help them reach an advanced level of spiritual evolution much faster. There is no limit to the depth and health one may get through love. Polarity is the key in transforming the sexual energy. Part 2. The Oriental tradition states that this high level of harmony is a tangible experience, which may be lived permanently by both man and woman. Thus, the erotic act becomes a path of adoring God in the temple of love, body, and soul. The method for experiencing profound orgasms. Number 1. First, perform 3, 6, or 9 superficial penetrations, followed by a profound one. Number 2. Stop any movement when you feel you get close to ejaculation. Number 3. Hold each other and synchronize your breath. Number 4. Take a position that allows good control of the sexual energy. Focus mentally at the level of the upper chakras and the sexual energy will flow there. Number 5. Focus on the balance between yin and yang. Number 6. When the energy has been transmuted and sublimated, you will feel your erection decreasing, so you may once again start the dynamic movements. Number 7. Take this energy into the upper chakras several times. Each time, try to take it higher. Meditate and focus on each chakra. Women will benefit greatly if they are active during erotic play, as the methods of sexual continence will tone up the vaginal muscles, stimulating their hormonal activity, even when they reach old age. When one lover gets close to the ejaculatory orgasm, he or she should ask his or her lover to cease all movement. They may control the energy by sublimating it into the upper chakras and releasing the tension accumulated in the genital area. Transform the sexual energy into spiritual love. This transformation occurs spontaneously in any couple aspiring for the ultimate reality. During a profound orgasm, the two lovers will have the experience of opening and harmonious activation of the chakras, as well as the sublimation of the energy into the 1,000-petaled lotus, known as Sahasrara. Dance music and astrology in Tantra. Tantric views and principles can be applied to a large variety of human activities. Whether these activities involve cultural, religious, social, or artistic fields, the universality of the principles they express, such as, for example, the omnipresence of the divine energy and its influence on even the most insignificant structures of creation, the ontological identity between the macrocosmos and the human microcosmos, manifests harmoniously everywhere. For instance, mystic dance is a wonderful and pleasant way to obtain both a healthy and flexible body and a calm and controlled mind. The dancer has to perform different types of movements which maintain the body in excellent shape. However, mystic dancing does not involve just movements of the body. For an explicit presentation of the different states of spirit the dancer wishes to express, the dancer needs a profound inner calm and control of their own mind. Furthermore, the specific hand gestures he or she performs during the dance, named mudras in Hindu, bring out a series of notable effects. Dance represents the expression of inner creative power, also known in the tantric tradition as kundalini. It is said there that the energetic activity in the universe is in fact the cosmic dance of the creator himself. Like dance, music represents a divine manifestation of the divine energy. Refined music is famous for calming down the mind of the listener, as well as the mind of the player. Its therapeutic effects are obvious. In the case of astrology, things are a little different, because the starting point in astrology is that every being and object is submitted to the subtle influences which come from the planets and stars in the universe. This conception is in fact a reflection of the tantric principle, which identifies the microcosmos of the human being with the macrocosmos. That is, everything that is in the infinite universe of creation may also be found in a perfect ontological correspondence at the human level as well. Owing to this identity, Tantra considers the totality of the human body as a universe in miniature, while the universe of creation is the divine body of God, named in the tantric tradition Shiva, the creator of all things. The planets are heavenly bodies situated at huge distances from Earth. These planets behave as magnets. The Sun is, so to speak, the heart of our planetary system, around which all other planets revolve. Consequently, our solar system has its own direction and speed, distributing its magnetic influences in the cosmic ether. So too the Earth, as well as our bodies, have the same magnetic behavior, emanating their characteristic magnetic influences. The harmony between the two kinds of magnetic waves, those coming from the Sun, or planets from our planetary system, or even more remote stars such as the polar star, and those emanated by our own bodies, is reflected in the chances and successes of a certain human being in different fields of activity. On the other hand, if the interaction between the two magnetic influences is lacking harmony, the human being will be confronted with trouble, suffering, failure, and maybe even death. In the tantric system, all the previously mentioned aspects, dance, music, and astrology, play an important part as they provide the seeker with the instruments for a better understanding of the phenomena that influence him or her, as well as the inner processes deriving from them. The articles in this section will shed more light on each of these topics, in an attempt to broaden our horizons and our perception.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. Tripura Bhairavi, the transforming power of the subtle fire. The fifth great cosmic power of the Hindu pantheon is Tripura Bhairavi, correlated both with the terrible force of destruction of all that is evil and impure, and to the energy of the subtle universal fire. The implications of these aspects are numerous. For instance, the purification action performed by the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi implies the manifestation of her aspect as a savior, because she saves her devotees from all suffering and negative karmic pressures. From an etymological point of view, the name Bhairavi comes from three groups of letters with precise semantics. Bha symbolizes the act of preservation in the sense of continuity. Ra signifies Ramana, the creative divine activity. And Va comes from Vamana, referring to the relaxation or ceasing of a certain activity. Consequently, Tripura Bhairavi represents God's extraordinary power to create, sustain, and at the same time, destroy the manifested world. Unlike the governing gods of the Hindu pantheon, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who rule only upon one of these functions, Tripura Bhairavi represents in full harmony two fundamental and apparently contradicting aspects of manifestation. These aspects refer to the bright beauty and the terrible action in creation. This perfect correlation of the divine attributes was stated also in the description of the great cosmic power Kali. However, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi represents specifically the terrible aspect of the divinity. In other words, she signifies God's amazing, colossal, unmatchable, and terrible force of action, which destroys all that is bad and impure, and at the same time transforms, in the sense of evolution, the various types of manifestation. From this perspective, these transformations are rebirths from the ashes and sublimations of the various aspects of creation. Consequently, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi represents the transformational power of the subtle fire, Tejas Tattva. Tripura Bhairavi protects us from bad and harmful influences. The great majority of the people perceive the action of this extraordinary divine force and energy as a terrible, frightening aspect, mostly because she causes the burning and destruction of all limitations, preconceived ideas, erroneous conceptions, and illusions regarding our individual existence. As we've already mentioned, this terrible manifestation of the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi is always directed towards the destruction of impurities on their various levels of manifestation and the elimination of negative forces and influences that tend to block the devotee's spiritual progress. Although the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi's terrible force is difficult to bear for many people, her specific action is necessary to protect us from harmful influences and to guide us on the spiritual path. An eloquent, analogical representation of the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi's terrible force of action in manifestation is sometimes materialized in a woman's anger, or even more concretely, in the prompt, firm, and determined actions of a mother defending her children. From a different perspective, correlated to some very subtle and fine aspects of God's creation, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi represents the supreme power of speech, whose deep nature, according to the tantric Hindu tradition, is fire. Thus she represents the divine word, the creative logos in its non-manifested form, as pure and transcendent divine energy. She is the flame of divine consciousness. In certain tantric texts, this fundamental divine energy is likened to a sword that can cut through any opposition or negative manifestation. She is both the supreme divine light and the extraordinary power of radiating fire. Tripura Bhairavi represents the very flame of divine consciousness, Chid Agni, which is the supreme truth. Another important element, known only by the initiates, is that the great goddess, in her radiant aspect as Tejas, the divine fire, is the governess of the subtle and essential realities that define the five elements. These subtle realities are known as Tand Mantra, and through them, the great cosmic power, Tripura Bhairavi, grants her power and energy for the action and the manifestation of the elements and the senses. On the other hand, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi is also known as Durga, the goddess who saves the devotee from difficult situations. In most of her representations, Durga is riding a lion, a symbol of fire and solar energy. With a terrible and threatening attitude, Durga handles her divine weapons with great dexterity in order to destroy all enemies, demons, and disturbing negative forces alike. Consequently, she helps the devotee to overcome any sickness, sadness, suffering, and ultimately, death. We may also note the close connection between Tripura Bhairavi and Tara, as they both represent the Logos, even if under its different aspects. Thus, while Tara represents Pashyanti Vak, or the enlightening Logos, Tripura Bhairavi indicates Paravak, or the supreme non-manifested Logos. We may say that the enlightening Logos on its highest level becomes transformed into the supreme divine light and the warmth of the divine consciousness of the Heavenly Father. This observation is valid in reverse as well. Thus, the non-manifested primordial Logos symbolized by Tripura Bhairavi is gradually shaped through Tara's action. Tripura Bhairavi enhances the devotee's spiritual aspiration. The terrible form of the divine energy is manifested in the human being mostly as following the transforming warmth and ardor, the tapas. In its superior form of expression, tapas means the ardent aspiration that consumes and burns away all the devotee's attachments, illusions, and secondary desires. We may better understand this aspect if we remember that when we're truly interested in something, we naturally and almost entirely become focused in that which has caught our interest. We are no longer captivated by the so-called temptations of the world. Analogically, the tapas represents precisely this form of genuine, real, and complete interest in the spiritual life, resulting, thus, in the lack of all other desires. This action, characteristic to the tapas, determines the appearance of heat generated by the force of the spiritual discipline and the aspiration which determines us to eliminate from our lives all that is unnecessary for our spiritual evolution. In this form of manifestation, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi is particularly worshipped by those who follow the path of discriminating knowledge or Raja Yoga. As a natural consequence of her divine protective action, the great cosmic power Tripura Bhairavi grants the capacity of controlling the senses, thoughts, and the emotions completely, and also helps the devotee to successfully complete his or her spiritual actions that require disciplined and sustained effort. Therefore, the wisdom of the tantric tradition urges the practitioners to invoke sincerely and ardently the help of this great cosmic power, Tripura Bhairavi, every time they have to deal with various obstacles or hardships in their spiritual practice. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of Tapas, Tripura Bhairavi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of Tapas, Tripura Bhairavi. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.